Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. Thanks for joining me. All right, so I have a very cool quote today to start us off. It's by Amen Amers at Real Men Movement, and it says, "Lack of communication leads to a lack of trust that leaves room for doubt." Have you ever been in a meeting or at a family event and felt that no one was listening to you? Did you ever have something really important to say and just felt ignored? Why does this happen, and perhaps more frequently than maybe you'd like? Are we doing something wrong, or are we just missing a key piece of information that can empower us to be heard every time we speak? What if I told you there's actually a really simple answer to understanding how and why you communicate the way you do, and there's some relevant resources to help you improve communication in every area of your life? Are you ready to uncover your true communication style, learn the strengths or your superpowers and some challenges that come with it, and how to possibly improve how you communicate as soon as at the end of the show? Today, we're going to mix things up. So I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, and we're going to switch roles to show you how change can actually be fun as we learn. So here it goes. My guest today is, guess who? Me, Connie Whitman, and my partner, Dr. Marianne Pellegrino. Plus, we have a very special friend and the person who is actually going to take over the show as the interviewer, John Pellegrino. John is going to interview Marianne and myself so we can share with you some really cool information about communication strengths and challenges that are easier to remedy than you probably think. So let me just fill you in about Dr. Marianne Pellegrino. She's a lifelong learner and educator. Her extensive background includes consulting, motivational speaking, business strategist, author, and professional trainer. She has extensive education with 5 degrees, including psychotherapist and educational leadership. She's the brains of the operation with me. Her focus has always been on driving results to increase profit. In addition, you can imagine her favorite role is being the co-founder of Wisdom Decoded, our business, with me. That's her favorite job. I know you share this half hour with me every week. You may not know really a whole lot about me, so here's some down and dirty info. I have an MBA in finance and over 35 years experience in the financial sales and sales management industry, as well as having my own business, Whitman & Associates, for the past 17 years. My role has always been to help corporations grow sales, increase revenue production, while improving productivity across the various lines of business. Johnny, the host of the show today, is an articulate businessman as well as a gifted interpreter of dreams. Very cool gift. He has graciously volunteered to interview Marianne and myself. And through his insightful questions, we're going to be able to share some communication wisdom with you. So please help me welcome my two friends, Dr. Marianne Pellegrino and Johnny. So guys, thanks so much for being on. And John, thanks so much for taking on this role today.
Well, good morning. My pleasure. This is an awesome opportunity. I really look forward to it.
Yes, and I know you're going to do an amazing job filling my shoes. And hopefully, John and Mary, hopefully I do a good job as the interviewee and not being the interviewer. So we'll see how it goes.
It'll be fun. You know, communication is so important. It helps us create healthy relationships and work in all facets of our life. And I often think about a radio show that I listen to called NYU Docs on Sirius XM. And especially on Thursday morning, there is a emergency medicine show by two physicians that are like the doctors from MASH, Hawkeye,
oh,
and
cool.
The other guy, I forget his name. But anyway, they just kibitz back and forth. But one of the themes that I realize in listening to them over time is that when people call in, patients call in and say, hey, what about this condition or that condition? This was happened, that was happened. They always comes back to a lack of communication because the doctors can't realize how could this have happened? How could someone had gone through the process and how could someone not see what was really happening and all these different dynamics that are involved? And it boils down to a lack of communication. So I'm really looking forward to what you have to share with us today. So to get started, Connie, how would you describe Wisdom Decoded?
You know, Johnny, wisdom decoded, I know this is going to sound kind of grandiose, but Mary and I really, really, I think our whole lives, we try to help individuals, or not try, we do, help individuals and organizations imagine the possibilities of their own potential, and I don't know that everybody knows how to do that. We want to help people manifest increased productivity and create positive outcomes, not only in their professional lives, but also in their personal lives, right? Because we wear the same head no matter where we are. You know, we're both consultants that assist in formulating positive changes, again, both within that personal realm, but also with team building. And the bottom line is we live amongst and we work amongst humans, and we need to start at that personal level. So Marianne and I have created our unique formulas to create clear steps which enable everybody to achieve both their personal and professional growth. And it's just cool stuff, you know?
Oh, that sounds awesome. You know, now help me understand this, Marianne. You created your own communication style assessment. I'm thinking why, you know, when there's so many other models already out there.
You're absolutely correct, Johnny. Really, there's so many behavioral communication models out there. That's absolutely true. We both have used some of these models, too, and are both certified in two different models and assessments. And we realize they're not really foolproof. What we found is that folks can answer the questions and outline in the models, and they answer the way they would like to be perceived, but not how they truly are. And this creates a skewed reference about themselves and not how they actually are. So this becomes a huge flaw for individuals to not be honest. And it's a shame because they miss out on understanding what their real strengths and challenges are to improve their own communication skills. So what we have done, we have created an assessment that addresses these issues in order to help others really take advantage of their innate skills. And we help develop that, and we help show where the weaknesses are and also their strengths. It's a very powerful communication style assessment.
I like that. It sounds really, really impactful to take advantage of innate skills we already have. We just don't even know that they're there. And you would help uncover that. Moving on, Connie, a question for you. Can you describe each style that you have defined, and perhaps, you know, will we be able to see a style that most closely, you know, we're matched with?
Yeah, and I hope everybody takes some notes, Johnny, and I hope that you'll play along too, and maybe at the end decipher your style. So I think that might be kind of cool and fun. Now, Marianne is exactly right that when we respond falsely to these different models that are out there, it's really a disservice to self, because we have blind spots, and if you don't try to uncover those blind spots, it's just dangerous. Right. So we determined, and to talk about our model, and maybe guys take out some pen and paper, you might want to take notes on this. But we determined that there's really five key communication styles. The other cool thing that we discovered, and we did extensive research and testing on this, Johnny. So, and we found that everyone who took our free assessment, which I'll give everybody that information at the end, John, so they could go and take the free assessment, a complimentary assessment, that what we found is that people really have two kind of key players in themselves, right? A highest communication style and then like a secondary one, and they influence each other. So even though Marianne and I might be the same primary style, our secondary or underlying secondary is different, and it impacts really how we communicate and how we're perceived. So it's just all kind of cool stuff. Now, what I'm going to share with you is I'm going to go one by one, and then we'll see at the end what your style is. And everybody else, I hope, will play along as well. So get out that paper, and I'm going to go through, and Marianne and I will go through one at a time. So the first style we called the stimulating motivator. So stimulating motivators, here's some of your superpowers, some of the things that you're just really, really good at. You're confident, you have high energy, you can quickly shift gears, you're the positive thinker, your glass is always half full, you're the mover and shaker out there, and you're one who empowers and inspires others. That's your calling to life. So who are you? You are in control, and you move with a constant sense of urgency and excitement because you want to get things done. You're very outgoing. You enjoy meeting and dealing with all types of people. You can pretty much talk to a brick wall, and both you like to do this both in your personal as well as professional life. So, all right, Johnny, with every strength, we also have those challenges that are those blind spots that we need to work on. So with those challenges, for my stimulating motivators out there, sometimes you could be a bulldozer and you might hurt people's feelings along the way. I'm not saying you're trying to do that, but that could be the perception. Be careful. You worry so much about the future goals that you're causing anxiety and chaos around you. And sometimes you move so fast that you miss key details to complete your goals, maybe more efficiently and effectively. And you dislike giving bad news, which sometimes get in the way, which can get in the way of your goals, because you're always, you know, you always want to be happy and positive. So that's the stimulating motivator.
Very interesting. I think in our minds we can all imagine individuals who fit that profile pretty easily.
Absolutely.
So, Marian, what would you say would be the second one?
Well, you know what? As Connie's reading the stimulating motivator, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. And that's Connie. However, we have another one that is called the heartfelt advocate. And these just get my heart because they're supportive and they're understanding. These people are problem solvers and they're very sensitive and people oriented. They're empathetic. They're listeners, very supportive listeners, and they like harmony. They're very harmonious in nature. So basically who they are, they're driven toward helping others for the good of the all. And you're driven to address people's feelings as a priority, and they tend to go with the flow while working effectively as a team. However, their challenges with this, even though it's so beautiful, the challenge is their past feelings might get in the way of their goal, and they may have a tendency to take on their others' goals versus their own. So, you know, if someone has a problem and a situation, they'll go, oh, I'll take it. And they say yes easily, even though they may not have wanted to do that. They just need that to help. And they have a tendency to lose sight of their goal when it comes to others' feelings. So sometimes it might be difficult for them to speak up and be assertive with their opinion. And that's important. See, we teach this. We teach them how to do that. So and the third one is the precise assessor. And basically, they are very hard workers. These are self-disciplined, analytical nature. You know, those ones that they can be in a computer and just stay there all day and be totally happy. But they're conscientious. And they're conscientious dreamers. They're stable. They're critical thinkers. They're precise assessor are diligent, objective workers and who like to investigate and research. So basically, they're deliberate, and their need for accuracy, precision to maintain order in their life is ultimate. They need to have that. But what comes with that with these challenges? They tend to avoid conflict that can get in the way of the progress. And sometimes they can be extra cautious, and then they miss an opportunity. So perfectionism becomes an issue and can be the root to their demise. So too many tasks also at one time can become overwhelming because they're so precise. So these are really important keys to know when you're learning about your type of communication style, how you present yourself and how you are internally. Wouldn't you say so, Connie?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to talk about also, Marian and I will get through the five styles so that you guys could kind of, and like, Johnny, you said it beautifully, that as we go through, hopefully you're figuring out what your style is, but you're also, people are popping in your head saying, oh, my God, that's my brother. Oh, my God, that's my boss. Oh, my God, that's my sister. And that's exactly what we're trying to educate you on. The other thing is we're going to talk about after we get through the five styles, how that secondary style might impact or influence that primary style. So I want to save that, Johnny, if that's okay. And then,
sure, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And then I think what we'll do now is go ahead and take a little brief break. And then when we come back, we'll continue to discuss the importance of these platforms and the exposure that is a must in today's business marketplace.
I love it, Johnny. Great.
A speaker has little value to an audience unless you, the listener, is motivated and empowered to change. Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates is a renowned speaker and is an architect of change. Consultations, training, seminars, and speaking engagements are the venues where she affects change. Whether your responsibilities include customer service, sales, marketing, training, executive management, or ownership, and you are seeking change in your organization, then you need to hire Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates. Connie doesn't just fill your ears with rhetoric. She speaks to the heart and success of your business. So next time you need to hire a speaker, don't hire someone that just talks. Hire an architect of change. Connie Whitman. Just ask for Connie by calling 732-888-1420. That's 732-888-1420. Or email Connie at WhitmanAssociates.com.
Okay, and now we're back, and we are ready to rock and roll. And we've got Connie getting ready to inform us about the fourth style.
Yes. So quick recap. First style, Johnny, we had the stimulating motivator. They're the cheerleaders. Second one are the heartfelt advocates. They lead with their heart and they feel deeply. Third was your precise assessor, hardworking, self-disciplined, very focused and analytical. Next style, our fourth style, is the observing designer. So my observing designers out there, you guys are goal-oriented, very single-minded, inventive, highly intelligent. So who are you? You are dedicated towards your goal and are focused on achieving them. You approach it in a real methodical way. But sometimes you do it without concern for others' perspectives and feelings. That's that focused attention you give. So what with those strengths, what are some of the challenges for our observing designer? In social environments, sometimes you might feel a little bit awkward. You could get stuck in your own minutia and you become very stubborn that your way might be the right way. And with change, you might feel a little fearful of the unknown because, again, you like things in a very methodical way. So if that's thrown off, it could throw off your game. So they're the observing designers. Next, we have our innovative organizers. Okay, so the innovative organizers are good decision makers as long as you have sufficient data. Very creative, exceptional drive to get to the finish line, in control of self and situations, and you have clear opinions that you like to share with people. So who are my innovative organizers? You guys aim for the finish line by continuously making the goal your priority while having that independence to investigate. So you'll move forward, but you like to do research along the way. So what are your challenges? You guys can miss opportunities by not taking others' points of view into account. So if you have blind spots and you don't open yourselves up to others' opinions, you're never filling those blind spots and you kind of put blinders on, which could be dangerous. And you might be viewed or tend to be argumentative when you're trying to make your point. So again, by embracing and allowing others to give their opinion, can soften your approach a little bit. So that's the five, Johnny.
Wow, that is excellent. Absolutely excellent. You know, when I'm thinking about when I was looking at my notes here, because I was writing some notes down as you were talking about, I think what really stood out for me was that I would be a heartfelt advocate. And I know that's no mystery to you because you guys know me personally. But I think the fact that one of the key qualities is supportive and understanding and also has a harmonious nature. And that really, really stood out for me. And then I guess if I was going to look at a secondary, it would probably be the precise assessor because of the self-discipline. I'm in the pharmaceutical industry, and you definitely have to be self-disciplined to handle some of the tasks that are involved in calling on hospitals and physicians. But also, one of the other key elements there was, and I have to ask you, you know, were you kidding? Because you put conscientious dreamer in there. And I thought, well, yeah, of course that's me.
That's you. Mayor, did he nail that?
Yeah, he nailed it. He nailed it. He sure did.
But that really, really stood out for me. And that's too funny. But, you know, Marianne, when you think about the many benefits that you offer, what does a client stand to gain from working with you?
So what a client stands to gain to working with us, we help the individual think about how they can live the life of their dreams, Johnny. without struggling to survive each day. You know, we help them address their personal programming and learn more about themselves while doing this. And we help help them understand the real nuts and bolts about who they are. And that's not easy to do. And like for that, that's for the individual. But we also work with company teams. The tools we use would help them determine why some teams may or may not work well together. And we also address how the poor communication leads to delays and bad decisions. And we allow them to learn and teach them also to remedy this by improving the team's communication flow. And by doing this, we're able to help the teams work together on achieving their common goal. So we developed this communication style assessment that addresses these internal communication breakdowns, and we teach the individuals and team leaders how to leverage each person's style to maximize output and productivity. It's actually quite simple, and we've used it in several companies now, and it has done phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, such results. In our second assessment, we do have a performance empowerment program, and this offers a unique insight into one's own personal programming with proven techniques to evaluate and decipher one's hidden influences. What do we mean by that? It means it's a step-by-step action guide that identifies your natural strengths and uncovers areas where you need to focus on to be efficient and take action. Corporations can actually utilize this valuable insight to help empower and promote their own individuals. And using it in conferences and events, we also do this in an excellent way for a company that wants to thrive and attract and retain high-level employees that remain productive and motivated and loyal. In today's world, that's a biggie. And we're being able to do that. Wouldn't you say, Connie? Or John, yeah.
Well, I mean, just hearing what you have to offer to me is absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, when you think about maintaining and retaining high-level employees that, you know, remain productive, they're going to stay motivated, and they're going to be loyal. You know, from my experience, the beauty of working with the two of you is that you get people motivated just by them being around you. So that's the added plus that I see. And go ahead.
I was going to say, Johnny, yeah, you're making me laugh because, yes, you're right. Marion and I have incredibly high energy because we're the stimulating motivator. We are the cheerleader. We will pull you up, even if you don't want to get up, even if you don't want to be pulled up, we're pulling you up because we want everybody to win in life. We want everybody to be successful. So, yeah, it's just funny that you say that because Marion and I are both those stimulating motivators.
Very, very exciting. It's funny. Go ahead, Mary.
Can I add to that? Although Connie is a stimulating motivator, I am a stimulating motivator, we do have a secondary. Right. And our secondaries are different. Right. She's an innovative organizer, and I'm an observing designer. I am working in creativity while I stimulate. I'm stimulated by the creativity of an observing designer. And Connie is she's like a CEO. She moves on it. That's her nature. And so therefore she's stimulated to get things moving. It's very different, and yet we are similar. So that secondary is very important to understanding the primary.
And how it influences. And this is another funny component, Johnny, because Marion and I are both certified in different behavioral models from like 30 years ago. And when we first met, you know, almost 2 years ago now, and we were talking about, oh, I'm certified in that, I'm certified in that. And when we looked at it, we were the exact same on both models. But we kept saying to each other, yeah, but we're still different. That's so weird. It just must be how we were raised or whatever. And once we created this model with the five styles, and of course, we took the final assessment that we created, and that's where the difference was. We were both stimulating motivators, no question about it. But I'm not creative like Marianne, and Marianne is not CEO like. Marianne used the word, and I'm just going to just build on that. So I'm like, all right, we have the information. Let's move forward. Let's just do it. Where Marianne wants to do a little more research. She wants to add a little more creativity. And at some point, I'm like, let's pull the trigger. At some point, she says to me, I think we need to look at this a little bit more. So that difference makes us so good together because we balance each other out. And that's really the beauty of looking at the five models and seeing what your highest are, but also what your lowest score is. Because, Johnny, with those lowest scores, they're the hardest one. You know who they are, too, because you'll say, oh, I don't speak well to them. Or when I feel like when I communicate with them, we're not talking the same language, right? So that's because that's probably the lowest style for you, the most unlike you.
Right. And it's what's interesting is to hear you to share this kind of wisdom with us. I keep picking up that you are there to bring out the best in us. And
absolutely,
that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
and that's so encouraging. That's so encouraging. Connie, what tips can you give an individual or corporation, you know, that would help them move forward with their own personal or corporate growth?
Yeah. And it does start with the individual, Johnny. That I don't ever want to devalue the individual within a team or within a corporation. I don't care what your culture is. I don't care what your product is or what your service is out there. Your team, your people are the one who drive success. So let's just, first of all, not lose sight of that. So for corporations, you have to listen to your employees. Do focus groups where maybe they feel safe and sharing their thoughts and opinions. And you have to create that safe environment. And then based on what they share, address some of them. You know, don't put them on the back burner. And, you know, I've been in corporations in my past where we've had focus groups and then nothing's ever done with it. So start implementing or give feedback that's relevant to the comments and concerns that your employees are giving you. You know, this is crucial in helping the employees feel that they're heard and empowered and cared for. And really, it's the first step to stabilizing a corporate culture or stabilizing your team. Okay. Now, for individuals, I know we have individual team leaders. Maybe the corporate culture, is it one that resonates with them? Well, figure it out for your team. You can implement stuff. And for the individual or the sole entrepreneur, or for someone, you know, who just wants to improve their family situation or their personal relationships, start to think about what you think about every day. And here's some scary statistics, Johnny. 85% of our thoughts are negative, and then 90% of our thoughts are the same day after day. So talk about not getting in our own way, right? Getting stuck in the mud. So,
sure.
Yeah, we're on a hamster wheel, and we feel like we can't get off those negative repeated patterns. So it really behooves everybody to examine your thoughts, where they're coming from, and then before you can even be able to address them for a positive change, you have to see the negative side and then shift your paradigm of thinking. Try the exercise. You know, once you notice the negative thought, again, blind spot, right? Once you notice those negative thoughts, just stop and just observe it. Don't judge it. Don't beat yourself up. You know, and don't say, oh, there's that negative thought again. It is what it is. Address, just look at it and then change your paradigm of thinking to maybe bringing more joy or shift your thought into a positive one.
Excellent. You know, I wish I had heard about all this, these styles and these different techniques to approach different individuals and the way that they accept communication. I had a situation last week where I was at a lunch. I'm in pharmaceutical sales, and I was at a lunch with a physician, and I believe she is a stimulating motivator, just, you know, making multiple decisions at the same time, very confident. And you know, I was sharing my sales message with her, and at the end of my presentation, she says to me, you know, it takes about 7 to 10 times for us to hear things before we take action. And for taking action meant she would prescribe my medication for her patients. And so I took that to heart, because she said it takes 7 to 10 times for her to hear something before she takes action. And before she left the room, I said, I'm going to remember that. I have to tell my wife you said that. But it does make me – go ahead.
I was going to say, it's so true, right, Mayor?
Yeah.
And it's the truth.
But it does make me rethink how I would approach her the next time, knowing that she's coming from that style of communication. It'll definitely make me do some homework.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Connie. I think this wraps up everything, unless you have some other additions.
Mayor, do you have any other tips before I close out the show?
You know, I hope that everyone would try and go ahead and try and take that free assessment. We also have a workbook that goes with it. So if you're interested, not just only in yours, but in others, it's a real simple workbook, but it's wonderful to know about how others relate. And they have exercises in there that you can utilize. So take advantage of that. And you can get that at wisdomdecoded.com. And it's on the first page and it says free assessment. Thank you, Con.
No problem there. And yes, guys, go and take that. Wisdomdecoded.com. Right on the landing page is the free assessment and the workbook. Mayor, I think for each style, right, we have 10 to 12 exercises or action steps that you got. Right, it was about 10 to 12 per style.
Yeah.
So for my team leaders or my execs out there, you want to certainly purchase that workbook. But here's the thing. You can utilize it not only for yourself, your family, but you can also utilize it for your team. And understanding your own style and your team style, you'll be able to leverage everybody's strength to create a more dynamic environment and just get more done. So take that assessment. Again, it's at wisdomdecoded.com.
We're available for workshops too. So if you want us to do it, we'll do it.
Yeah, no we could facilitate. Absolutely. We're truly an email away or a phone call away. Or if you go through the Wisdom Decoded website, guys, you'll be able to find us. You could shoot us an email and, you could throw any questions at us. We are certainly happy to, help you out and answer them to provide more clarity for you. Okay. Yeah. So yes, Johnny, our time is up. Thank you so much for, you know, just doing you did a great job at doing the interviewing. How did I do about being the interviewee?
You were fantastic. It's almost as if you've done it before.
Let's go with that. Okay. Yeah. That was so, I have to be honest. It was fun. It was fun being on the receiving end today. So I hope you guys all enjoyed having me in the hot seat to answer the questions. It certainly was a lot of fun. Mayor Johnny, thank you so much. And we will post this show on the Web Talk Radio website. So the Wisdom Decoded guys, if you're traveling and commuting with us, that website will be posted and then you'll be able to find the complimentary CSA, communication style assessment that Marion and I created. Thank you guys again for being on and just for creating, I hope, a value added content information for everybody that listens in. So thank you so much, you guys.
Have a great day.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Marianne. I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves so we all embrace change and realize that it's possible and so much easier than we think. Thanks again to my amazing partner, Marianne, and her awesome brother who hosted today, Johnny. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful and a very communicative week. Enjoy.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.